parables. That same day, Jesus left the house and sat down by the lakeside. As many people gathered around him, he got in a boat. There he sat while the whole crowd stood on the shore, and he spoke to them in parables about many things. Jesus said, "The sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil, and the seeds sprouted quickly, because the soil was not deep. But as soon as the sun rose, the plants were scorched and withered, because they had no roots. Again, other seeds fell among thistles, and the thistles grew and choked the plants. Still, other seeds fell on good soil and produced a crop. Some produced 100-fold, others 60, and others 30. If you have ears, then hear. Now listen to the parable of the sower. When a person hears the message of the kingdom, but without taking it to himself, the devil comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed that fell along the footpath. The seed that fell on rocky ground stands for the one who hears the word and accepts it at once with joy. But such a person has no roots. No sooner is he harassed or persecuted because of the word than he gives up. The seed that fell among the thistles is the one who hears the word, but then the worries of this life and the love of money choke the word, and it does not bear fruit. As for the seed that fell on good soil, it is the one who hears the word and understands it. This bears fruit and produces 100 or 60 or 30 times more. Jesus put another parable before them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is smaller than all other seeds, but once it has fully grown, it is bigger than any garden plant. Like a tree, the birds come and rest in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast that a woman took and buried in 3 measures of flour until the whole mass of dough began to rise. Jesus taught all this to the crowds by means of parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So what the prophet had said was fulfilled. "I will speak in parables. I will proclaim things kept secret since the beginning of the world." The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. The one who finds it buries it again, and so happy is he that he goes and sells everything he has in order to buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a trader who is looking for fine pearls. Once he has found a pearl of exceptional quality, he goes away, sells everything he has, and buys it.